New fires started today in the Southwest. Several in Oklahoma burned about 4,000 acres. A subdivision near Oklahoma City was threatened for a short time, and 30 homes were evacuated. In Texas, a shift in the wind has helped firefighters in the northeastern corner of the panhandle. NPR's Jeff Brady spent the morning with crews fighting the East Amarillo complex of fires, which has burned almost to the border of Oklahoma.
The flames at the northeast edge of this blaze aren't the rolling fireballs that charred so many acres earlier this week. Instead, they're about knee-high until they reach a juniper tree, and then they flare up. In some spots, the flames are out completely, thanks to a change in the wind. It was coming out of the northeast this morning, and that's pushing the fire back onto itself and slowing it down. That's allowing ground crews to get close enough to fight the fire. A hulking water tender from a nearby fire department rolls along a dirt road. J.W. Beeson is standing on a platform that's mounted on the passenger side of the front bumper. Whenever he encounters flames, the truck stops and he sprays them.
If they don't jump the road, you're in pretty good shape. But this high wind, you can't depend on that. And if they jump the road, then you're in trouble again.
Beeson has been working for almost 24 hours straight. Started fighting the fire on Sunday. He's had just a few short breaks and says he's running on adrenaline.
This is the biggest fire I've ever seen. It's the biggest fire I've ever been on. I know yesterday I heard that they said 840,000 acres, and I would bet with what burned yesterday and today that it's a million-acre fire. And that's just not something you're ever going to see.
Fire officials say the number of burned acres is just under a million. Still, that makes it the biggest fire in Texas history.
The bad part about this is we're just now getting into fire season. You know, it's not even summer yet. We haven't had any rain. I just kind of cringe when the fire beeper goes off.
I'm standing on a dirt road at a water refueling station. There's big tanker trucks filled with water. This is where the smaller trucks come to get refilled with water. But across the road, there's a fellow walking alongside, and he's holding one of those red roadside flares. It's lit, and he's actually dipping it down into the brush, lighting the brush on fire.
He's starting to back burn. That fire's coming in. We're wanting to burn all this out right here, so it's going to back burn back over to where it's already burned.
Chad Argenbright is with the Perryton Fire Department. He says burning the brush ahead of the fire will starve the flames as they approach.
They started doing it earlier, and somebody come along and put the fire out. So it kind of defeated the purpose.
You get kind of focused on putting fires out, and even the ones that are supposed to be there.
Yeah, it was wound up, I guess, won't spark water.
Fire crews have the luxury of joking now because the situation seems a bit less serious. Officials say this blaze is now pretty much contained. They just hope the wind stays calm. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Perryton, Texas.